This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So they were very clear in the Project Veritas videos now that the money goes from the Clinton campaign to the DNC to this group. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll put it up on the screen because this is really important.
Right.
This is where the money comes. Right. This is where legality comes into play. Let's roll that.
I am contracted to him, but I answer to the head of special events for the DNC and the head of the special events and political for the campaign.
The campaign pays DNC. DNC pays Democracy Partners. Democracy Partners pays the Fogel Group. The Fogel Group goes and executes.
Hillary campaign, DNC, Democracy Partners, where does the money go to? Those fomenting violence and on tape bragging about and taking credit for even Chicago and organizing massive voter fraud. Illegality?
Well, of course, on a number of respects. First of all, think of the word, what does an independent committee mean?
Yeah.
It means being independent of the strategy and the tactics and the desires of the campaign and making your own decisions about that. So independence gone, therefore illegal. Second, the kinds of activities that conspiring to conduct are illegal in and of themselves. Conspiring
for voter fraud.
Conspiring to bring about voter fraud is a crime. Conspiring to provoke violence and then actually provoking it is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got...
Well, people got hurt in Chicago and they brag, that was us, that we did that.
Something known as conspiracy to commit a crime. What you have on tape there is a conspiracy to commit a crime.
That is a crime.
Which, a crime in and of itself.
Right.
Then they went ahead and committed the crime.
Which is a crime in and of itself.
Right.
How many counts, just off the top of your head?
Oh, I don't know. I got 5, 6, 7 there. I mean,
really?
Yeah. I mean, the number of counts against Hillary Clinton.
By the way, your track record as a prosecutor was impeccable.
Yeah. I mean, that's easy stuff.
That would be an easy conviction for you.
Yeah, you're looking at those are confessions on tape. Those are confessions to not only campaign finance, which is, you know, those cases are backed up for years, but cases like fomenting violence, then the violence. Plotting for voter fraud. That alone is a conspiracy to violate the law.
Okay, let me go to what the...
You know, Scott, you wonder how much her campaign can handle here in terms of the level of exposure. I mean, it just goes on and on. Interestingly enough, I just got an email from a left-leaning group that says defending Donald Trump is disqualifying, and one of the points they make, offensive attacks on our democratic system. Would you consider this an offensive attack in the long line of attacks that Hillary Clinton has been associated with? And this is quite revealing. So based on their argument, you would think that her own candidate should be disqualified. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon asked the question, he just says, Hillary Clinton can't even pass a background check. When you look at, the list of objections that the voters on the right have with Hillary Clinton and why she's not trusted, and even people on the left, for that matter, don't trust her, but they just say, we believe in the Democratic platform as it stands today, so we've got to go with that because it's the Republicans' platform is antithetical to theirs. And I understand that and respect that just as much as Republicans say, I cannot go with a Democratic platform because it's antithetical to the views and the worldview that I hold to. But when you look at things that are an attack on our democratic system, where she says, admittedly, that she has a private persona and a public persona, and then we start getting revelations that she wants to open up the borders and allow millions of illegals to come into this country, you go, okay, how is that defending the democratic system? What happened in Benghazi? How did that happen? Look at on and on. The list is infinitum, but you know, again, the question is, how does she continue to stand, but yet, you know, Trump is the target. Maybe because Trump is the target, that's how she's able to do this. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information. How you can connect with us Monday through Friday when we come live. 3 hours just for you. Fresh every day. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it has been a bombshell of a series of videos, and we understand there is another one coming up before the end of the week, and here to talk to us about the videos that James O'Keefe and Veritas has sent our way is Nancy Flores. She's an associate editor at The Stream, currently working toward her PhD in strategic communication and journalism at Regent University. She's married with four boys, so she's not that busy. You know, she's got plenty of time on her hands because, you know, I've just been around three boys. It was my three sons for many years, and I got to tell you, it was a piece of cake. So, right, Nance?
That's right.
Well, I got to tell you, wrangling four boys is nothing compared to wrangling all the political mishmash that we're dealing with in this 2016 election, is there?
Oh, you're exactly right. It seems to be a mess this election season, especially with the videos that have just come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely gives us pause, something to sit up and pay attention about. So,
well, people already have a distrust with Hillary Clinton. And, of course, you know, what the opposing side has done, you know, has brought back some old, you know, some audio tracks and suggestions. And, of course, that seems to be the order of the day. And the focus, but meanwhile, it's like, wait a minute, what is going on with Hillary? I mean, we got these long lists, and even now these revealing emails that come out, you know, from the inside saying, hey, we got problems here in River City, but the media has done a great job in protecting her and not exposing this and allowing her to continue to obfuscate, but you can't deny that these are problems, even when her people inside, John Podesta and Uma Abedin and the rest of them going, hey, look, we've got to address this problem, including the president sending emails to her and then saying, well, you know, I didn't know anything about her private server until, you know, you guys found out. I found out the same time you did. Oh, did you? But right. You sent right. A dozen emails to her, right?
Right. Right. And then, you know, you mentioned the media, the mainstream media, it's going to cover this up, or it's going to maybe not cover it up completely, but definitely try to push back on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we're seeing with the videos that have come out. What's interesting about this is that, you know, it's not something that they can really push back a whole lot on. I mean, we've got it on video. We've got
yes.
these guys talking about how they've planted, you know, protesters at Trump rallies inciting violence and picking out people who will pop off, as they say,
mm-hmm.
people who are mentally ill. You know, so we've got it on video. What are you going to say about that? You know, it's just that they're not promoting it, obviously, for obvious
reasons. Well, of course.
Well, of course not, because look at all the bad to good reporting with the mainstream media. I mean, they're spending, you know, hours on Trump. I mean, they're so caught up in this sex deal. I liked what the Speaker Gingrich said last night in you know, holding Megyn Kelly accountable. I mean, he told her, he says, man, you're fixated by this. You know, and then she tried to, you know, act like she wasn't, but it's like, look at the amount of time spent on Donald Trump and, you know, he said, she said kind of thing. And, you know, she's an attorney. She knows better than this. And maybe she'll learn from this, you know, but the speaker was right on in setting her in her place and calling her for what she was doing, because she's doing what the rest of the mainstream media is doing. She's following suit, you know?
Exactly. So with these videos, you know, we've got a series of them now, and there's more to come, he's promised, James.
Yes.
And so, you know, the first one talked about, you know, how they were planting people at the Trump rallies and how, you know, basically there's the collusion between the super PAC and Hillary's campaign and the DNC. And so, and how the lackeys, for a better term, lack of better term, you know, are getting paid. The second one talked about the widespread voter fraud, how they're trying to get people, you know, not bussed in because they don't want to be under suspicion, but they want, you know, them to drive their own cars or actually even better, get rental.
Yeah, but even he even said, look, we've been doing buses for 50 years, and, you know, we're not going to stop doing that. Yes, they're going to get around it and do something else, but, hey, this has been part of their modus operandi, right?
Exactly. They've done it for, like you said, 50 years. They're going to keep doing it, you know, and that should be concerning to everyone. You know, that should concern all of us. There's so much evidence of the corruption in the electoral process, it should be concerning to all of us.
Yeah, but you can't say it's rigged, though, Nancy. If you say it's rigged, you're invalidated in the conversation, because you have to deny the obvious. That's what, in order to play in their reindeer games and go to their cocktail parties, you've got to drink the proverbial, you know, cup of the left and just go along to get along.
Well, you know, I mean, that is true. It's just concerning when you see, you know, basically them bragging on video.
Yeah.
You know,
and then look who's heading this.
Not stop.
Yeah, look who's heading this.
Oh, wow.
The husband of a congresswoman. I mean, he's heading this deal. He's been, how many times has he been to the White House?
What was it, 342? I'm not sure.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, yeah, it was an astronomical number. And it wasn't just to go in and visit and check out the Easter egg roll, right?
Exactly.
And 40 sometimes, I think he met with the president. He was in the presence of the president. So this says, this would give you some indication that he is a strategist, that he's a key player within the Democratic Party. You've got the leader of the Democratic Party entertaining him, and they're sharing strategies and ideas, and you can tell from his arrogance that he was pretty confident. You know, he was very confident and supported, you know, from President Obama, Hillary Clinton, all the way down throughout the organization.
Absolutely. And then, you know, not only, you know, was Kramer involved, obviously, Hillary Clinton in the third video.
In the third video, real clear. Yes.
You know, it was very clear that she made some decisions, you know, about what she wanted to happen that was carried out by, you know, these organizations that did the dirty work.
Right.
So it came all the way from the top.
Sure. And Donna Brazile, now the new acting DNC chair who replaced Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she got involved in the second video. So her name came out loud and clear.
That's exactly right. Right. So, you know, again, we just have very clear evidence of collusion between the DNC, Super PAC, and the campaign. So.
Well, Nancy, the polls would give us an indication that the people of America want the status quo, but yet there's this rumbling at the grassroots level in much the same way as it happened in England with Brexit that went unmeasured, and we could be in, forget about an October surprise, there could be a November surprise that because the mainstream media has mismeasured and misunderstood the mainstream, the true mainstream of America today, and they're fed up with the corruption. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I think there's a good possibility we could see something very different than the media is portraying right now.
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen, and, you know, hopefully we'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, we got to keep our seatbelts on. Nancy Foray on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Nancy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez Live. Who else?
Welcome back. Well, throughout the cancer journey, you know, it's important to know what to expect, including the possible risks. Now, this can be helpful for people like Natalie. She's a mom of two young children, a wife, a yoga instructor, and a photographer. In October of 2015, Natalie was diagnosed with breast cancer. While her diagnosis was quite personal to her. Natalie is not alone, as more than 1.5 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and many of them will undergo strong chemotherapy as part of their treatment. Like many of these people, Natalie was unaware that strong chemotherapy can reduce the number of white blood cells, which weakens the immune system. Risk of infection due to strong chemotherapy is a serious concern that should be discussed with your healthcare team. Right now with us, we have Natalie and Linda Buck. Linda is a nurse, an oncologist nurse, and she is with us as well. Did I say that correctly, Linda? Did I get that correct?
Oncology nurse practitioner.
Yes, okay. So, and Natalie was the one that was diagnosed with breast cancer, and we're happy to report she is a breast cancer survivor. So, Natalie and Linda, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, Linda, what are the potential side effects following strong chemotherapy?
Probably the most important side effect, Bill, is that while chemotherapy is killing the cancer cells, it's actually killing some of our white blood cells, which protect us from infection.
So how do doctors reduce the risk for infection in patients receiving chemotherapy?
In our practice, we use a prescription medication called Neulasta. This is a medication that's injected into the skin of the patient the day after chemotherapy to help reduce the risk of side effects from the strong chemotherapy by weakening the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
This medication, the patient used to have to come into the office the day after chemo to receive this medication, but now we have something called a Neulasta OnPro, where we apply this to the patient's skin the day of chemo, and it injects itself the following day, where the patient might be at home with their children, possibly at work, or wherever else they might need to be. The support is at home with them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the side effects from Neulasta that patients may experience is that of bone pain in the arms and legs.
Well, Natalie, it was about a year ago, I guess, when you found out that you were going to have to deal with breast cancer. Tell us about your experience.
It was a year ago this Sunday, actually. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's crazy how much can happen in a year. I initially found out on October 30th of 2015 that I had breast cancer. Those were words that I never expected to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And they were words that completely took my breath away. After I began to get my breath back, take a breath,
yeah,
and kind of get resituated, from the shock, I began initially to feel very overwhelmed with all of the unknowns. But with that, I determined that how I could deal with that was really to get my support network together, begin to gather knowledge and information. And, I really felt like knowledge was power and ultimately would be able to get me through that next stage.
Exactly. Well, for you, I mean, you're pretty active. You're athletic, and you think pretty good shape. Was there breast cancer, prevalent in your family? Did you have a history of it?
There's no history of breast cancer in my family that I'm aware of,
mm-hmm,
and it was completely shocking. I am very active. I thought I was very healthy. If I looked in the mirror, and actually after I found out that I was diagnosed, I walked by a window, saw my reflection, and I looked at the person in the window and was thinking, that person cannot possibly have breast cancer. But in fact, I did.
So you get your network of friends and people, and you're on a search for knowledge, because mm-hmm, as you say, knowledge is power. And, but, this is a process to go through. I mean, as you say, and what I hear from most cancer patients and cancer survivors, patients, and I'm a cancer survivor as well, so I have that in common with you, is that you first deal with that denial and say, this can't happen. I mean, I'm pretty active. I mean, I'm, still fairly young and, doing okay. I how could this happen to me kind of thing, So you go through that process, right?
Definitely. No, I was, like I said, I was completely shocked. It's not something that I ever expected to have happen. I was 39 years old. But, I knew that, like with the help of a strong community of support and knowing that I did have all of those healthy habits already in place, that was another thing that really assisted me, too.
Kind of gave you a leg up, didn't it?
I feel like it certainly helped. It I didn't have to make those types of life changes, so that was definitely helpful. And, you know, being fit is something you mentioned. You know, for me with my yoga, that was something that just really helped me to find balance, and that breath that I was talking about helped me to regain that. So that was definitely a great support.
I got to tell you, when I found out about breathing, I used to take that for granted. And I did a little study on breathing, and I'll tell you what a life change that was to breathe. So I respect and appreciate what you're saying about breathing. How did your family respond?
My family, my husband's mom had passed away from cancer at 39.
Wow.
And so I was really sad for my husband. And then for my kids as well. They were initially scared. We're pretty transparent and open as a family, though. So we really tried to share everything in an age-appropriate way, but pretty honestly. It was hard, but, you know, I had the great fortune of sparing everything pretty well, you know, with the help of my support system and my doctors and everything too. So we were able to fare through everything pretty well. So I'm actually very proud of my family for all that, the strength and I think compassion that's been gained throughout the last year.
How old were the kids, Natalie?
The kids were 5 and 7 at the time.
Oh, wow. So when you say age appropriate, I want people to put this in perspective that are hearing your story. And this is, again, it's a learning experience. Cause it's not like you go to school and say, well, how do I learn how to share my cancer diagnosis with my family, right? And especially when they're 5 and 7 years old.
Definitely. I mean, I started researching immediately on the internet. How am I going to tell them? What can I show them? And I didn't find exactly what I wanted to, but we just had to talk, my husband and I, as a partnership, and determine, like, how are we going to get this to them, and basically reduce the level of fear that they would have, let them know that we were going to stick together, that people might be coming to help us out a lot, which was very true. People were bringing us food. People, some were scared and sad, so we let them know that would be the potential reaction of our friends and family, but we wanted them to know also that I had great doctors that were going to be giving me, you know, great effective medicine to help make mommy better.
Well, you had quite a support team and supportive care that was all part of the package, you know, to get you through this. Sometimes it's you just get by, as one dear friend of mine said, Bill, sometimes it's just 15 minutes at a time. You just want to get on the other side of 15 minutes, don't you? And then you've got that support team that was just so phenomenal for you, right?
Oh, definitely. As I said, I had, you know, my support team was everything to me. And, you know, we really focused a lot, or I focused a lot on talking with them about all of the concerns and questions that I had. And I was so fortunate that they were able to give me very, you know, honest and direct feedback and communication. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about with strong chemotherapy was the risk for infection and that I would need support medically from them. And with that, I did receive Neulasta after my first chemotherapy cycle. I did have to come back in afterwards to get an injection. But on the second round, it was so nice to hear that there was another option. Where I was able to get the Neulasta Onpro. They applied it to my arm following my chemotherapy, and I was able to then go home, go to yoga, do all the things that I wanted to do, and not come back again.
Well, we have to leave it right there, Natalie, and we appreciate you sharing your story. Linda, real quick, where can they go for more information? We got 5 seconds here.
We can go to Neulasta.com to find any information that the patient might need.
Well, Natalie, who is a breast cancer survivor, and Linda Buck, nurse practitioner, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, good to have you along with us as we stay committed to getting this country back on track. All hands are required. They all have to be on deck if this is going to happen. It's going to happen as a groundswell from the bottom up, not top down. Socialism expert Trevor Loudon is with us. He's the author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. An extensively footnoted expose of the rapidly unfolding Marxist jihadi takeover of the United States legislative branch. Trevor, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, mate?
Hey, great. Good to hear you, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing wonderful here. You know, we're fighting the good fight. You know, we're in the election season, so, you know, people are losing hair. They're high in anxiety and doing everything they can to try to keep the nerves calm, you know?
Yeah, well, they are. It's such a tense election. Nobody could have ever scripted this election cycle.
This is reality TV meets the presidential election cycle, isn't it? I mean, and it only stands to reason when you got Donald Trump in play. So the whole paradigm of what we would expect to happen has been thrown out the window, hasn't it?
Absolutely. They'll be writing about this for decades to come.
Well, and it's all coming to a head, Trevor, as you've been doing your research. Gosh, ever since I've known you, I mean, this has been years now. You and I have been talking first about Barack Obama and the enemies within to kind of give America an understanding who Barack Obama is. And I've maintained we probably won't really understand about Barack Obama until after he's out of office, because like Hillary Clinton, he's been so protected and so guarded, you know, spending millions of dollars to seal up his transcripts in school, for example. You know, there's still a question, even though people want to say it's settled. And if you even talk about anything about his birth certificate, then you're accused of being a racist, you know.
Well, it's the whole is an enigma, you know. Look, you could look at, say, George Bush or Lyndon Johnson or Kennedy, and you could find someone who could document every day of his life, what parties he'd gone to, who he knew, where he went on holiday. But there's huge gaps in Obama's life, and those are deliberate, because there's some pretty scary stuff that Obama's been involved in over the years. And I think when the fear, if this change of government, if the climate of fear evaporates, I think we might find some more truth about Obama then when people step forward.
Yeah, I mean, charm can only take you so far. I mean, I'm impressed. It's taken him 8 years, and he continues to move forward. I mean, look at his popularity right now as it stands. I mean, it's at its height. And you go, I don't know. I mean, is somebody putting their thumbs on the scale here or something? Because everything about this presidency has been a disaster, whether it has to do with the economy, our national security, the relationships that we have, you know, with one-time allies. It's all up in the air right now. Thank you very much, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State.
Yeah, well, you do think of an intelligent guy I was talking to. He said this to me, and it's perfectly true, you know. Mm-hmm. If Obama was a foreign agent here to destroy Americans' military alliances, to weaken the military, to help America's allies, and generally bring America to its knees, what would he have done differently than he has done?
Yeah. No, that's a good question. Because you look at our national security, how compromised are we? Look what he did to the Middle East. He's backed away. He's allowed Russia to come in and fill the void that we left open. Iran's about to go nuclear, and you tell me nuclear proliferation is not going to exist there in the Middle East?
Well, that's right. And you've got the Chinese getting aggressive in the East. But there could be a confrontation with the Chinese very, very soon. It could be one with Russia. But that's only going to happen because Obama's weakened the U.S. military to such a degree that our enemies are no longer afraid of this country. You know, under
exactly.
Obama, the Russians now have three times more nuclear weapons at a minimum than America has, at an absolute minimum.
Mm.
Three times more. America's got 1,700. Russia has got at least 4,500. And they're incredibly ahead in conventional forces as well. So this has all been under a president who cries peace all the time, but he's leading the world into a war, and he's putting America at a huge advantage while he's doing it.
Well, a couple of years ago, Dinesh D'Souza posed the question, what if America was not here? What would the world look like? Well, we're starting to get a look of that that premise in real life, sadly, as you say, as America has backed out of its rightful role. And I say rightful role, I mean by a combination of inheritance and goodwill and how it served the international community over the years. And, you know, with us out of that and our... our perspective of ethics and morality, the nations of the world, as you say, our enemies no longer fear us, and our allies, they're not even sure what to make of us. So they're insecure about the relationship that they once enjoyed with America.
Yeah. Well, you look at the Philippines. The Philippines has now switched sides and gone from being an ally of America to being an ally of China. Because they see which way where the writing's on the wall. They're looking out for their own interests. And you're going to see this all over the world if this isn't corrected.
Right.
Now, you imagine a world dominated by Russia, China, and Iran, where they were the dominant powers on the planet. What a hellhole that would be. Who would want to leave that to their children?
Well, but this is what the Obama legacy is leaving, not only for this generation, but potentially generations to come if we can't right the ship. I mean, you know, Trevor, I look at what President Obama has done and what he will turn over to the next president. It reminds me so much of what Bill Clinton did in terms of blighting the military. And then a year after President Bush takes over, we've got to go to war. And what do we have? I mean, we have an anemic military force. Ammunition, you know, all the way on down the line, equipment and everything. And this is why our men and women, our young men and women who went to the Middle East were so vulnerable in the early stages of the Middle East conflict there.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Clinton gutted the military. Carter gutted the military before him. Right, thankfully, Reagan was able to turn that around. Then Clinton went and undid a lot of Reagan's good work. And now you've got it happening all over again with Obama. Obama has completely gutted the military. The Chinese are building 60 ships a year. America's building 9.
Mm.
You know, they have huge numbers of men under arms. America is gutting its military. Obama's more interested in talking to teaching your soldiers and sailors about transgenderism than he is about actually arming them to fight a war. And so this is consequent. You know, Reagan had a great doctrine, peace through strength.
Exactly.
Now, what happens to your peace when you lose your strength?
Mm.
Exactly what's happening in the world today. This country's on the verge of major war because no president has been allowed to gut your military to do huge damage to your military, and your enemies are on the march because of it.
Well, as you talk, Trevor, about China on their buildup, and then, you know, you're not even talking about the military island, the significance of that military island that they've established and how they're claiming, you know, territorial rights there and, you know, threatening people who fly in what has always been regarded as international flying territory. Now they're claiming it as theirs, and if anybody comes in, they're threatening to shoot them down.
Well, that's right, and that's, you know, I think if a war breaks out, it's probably going to be there rather than with Russia in the east. But who knows? It could be on both fronts.
Mm-hmm.
But see, look, a couple of years ago, the Australian Minister of Defence was up in China for talks, and a top Chinese general said to him, "Now is the time for Australia to choose. You need a godfather. Will it be an American godfather or a Chinese godfather?"
Trevor, we got to leave it right there. We got to go to break. Trevor Loudon is with us. We've got more from Trevor right after this. Stay with us, America.
Halloween is almost here, and prep is likely focused on the candy, the costumes, and the spooky decorations. So when the holiday arrives, dinner is often a last-minute stressor or a scary afterthought. But that doesn't have to be the case. Before the trick-or-treating festivities kick off, treat yourself to Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza, a best-in-class premium pizza that's the perfect no-fuss meal on nights as hectic as Halloween. Virtuoso is not your average frozen pizza. In fact, it tastes so fresh, you'll forget it was ever frozen. These pies have a deliciously thin, crispy crust and are made with only the freshest ingredients. Virtuoso is available in 9 uniquely flavored varieties, like pepperoni pesto, signature spinach, and tomato and goat cheese. So there's a flavor for every palate. Check out the store locator at www.oetker.us to see where Virtuoso is sold near you, and have a happy and incredibly scrumptious Halloween. This report is brought to you by Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
On April 20th, 1999,
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him. I'm Not Ashamed, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, get involved in the conversation. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Okay. Make sure you send it to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation continues with socialism expert Trevor Loudon, author of the book The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor, I'm sorry we had to go to break, and so I had to cut you off here. But as you say, the folks down under had to make a choice who was going to be their godfather, right?
Yeah, was it going to be China or America? And as the Chinese general said, the Australians would be better to choose China because China is the growing power of the region. So what kind of position does that put America's allies in?
Yeah, and it seems like they're backing off from, any kind of conflict or even monitoring what's happening there in the Pacific. And so it leaves us as the United States open, our allies open, Australia, New Zealand, who's been counting on us. So I understand that everybody is learning Chinese over there, right?
Well, pretty much. No, the Chinese are already in Tonga. They're in Fiji. They're in the Cook Islands. Buying up New Zealand's land, buying up New Zealand utilities. We will become part of the Chinese empire if America doesn't break the score.
Exactly.
And if this election goes badly and Hillary Clinton is the next president, we're all in major trouble. Major trouble.
Well, again, the United States, and I say we the people are asleep here because we do not realize the encroachment of communism and socialism and progressives in the U.S. Congress, which you have reported, you've researched extensively. It is in your book, The Enemies Within. Years ago, I cited something I just Googled very simply, and that was Democratic Socialists who were in our governing branches, in our legislative branch, and it was over 70. And they were all listed. Nobody challenged it, so it's acceptable.
Yeah.
So I wonder how they make a pledge of allegiance to defend our Constitution, but yet support a socialistic, idealistic form of government.
Well, very simply, they lie. Mm-hmm. You know, we say there's at least 100 members, and this is my new movie, which has just come out, highlights this. We say there's at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who are so enmeshed in neo-communism, socialism, or Muslim Brotherhood terrorist front groups that they couldn't pass an FBI security check to drive a school bus.
Wow.
Yet they are serving in your Congress on the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and they are basically betraying this country to its enemies every single day, and nobody's calling them out.
Right.
They're getting away with it.
Yeah, who needs hacking when you've got people already on the inside? And they've got, you know, top security clearance and everything, so they're getting all this information.
Well, there are no security clearances. There is no security clearance to serve on the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, or the Homeland Security Committee. There's zero. I think most Americans need to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
You need a security clearance to be a realtor. You need a security clearance to drive a school bus. But to serve on the Homeland Security Committee or the Armed Services Committee, there is none. So your enemies have been basically using that loophole to get their supporters into your Congress, which is why you have a nuclear deal with Iran, why you have immigration amnesty, why you have Obamacare sham that is shoved down your throat, why you have normalization of relations with Cuba, why you have the gutting of the U.S. military. Because you've got people on the inside basically working to the benefit of the enemy.
Well, speaking of checks and that sort of thing, especially in light of Hillary Clinton and all the revelation of what happened with her emails, what is happening, continues to happen, and be revealed with her emails, you ask a pertinent question. You say, could Hillary pass a background check?
Look, absolutely not. There's multiple things that would disqualify her. Her extensive communist background, for one, she interned at a communist party law firm. She worked under the Marxist Saul Alinsky. She was supported by the Marxist Bernard Rappaport. She has promoted communists to high positions when she was in the White House under Bill Clinton. And she's got extensive Muslim Brotherhood ties, too, with her secretary, her assistant, Huma Abedin,
mm-hmm.
who she wants to make Secretary of State, according to WikiLeaks, who has extensive family ties to Muslim Brotherhood operatives, some of whom were involved with Osama bin Laden. And then Hillary is also involved with a major Muslim Brotherhood initiative through the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is promoting UN Resolution 1618, which Hillary backed to the hilt, which would basically outlaw criticism of Islam in this country, would outlaw defamation of Islam, which means any legitimate criticism of Islam would become a criminal offense. So those are just some of the wonderful things that would happen under Hillary Clinton presidency,
mm-hmm.
and all of which would completely disqualify her from driving a school bus.
Well,
but
how do you
could become president?
Exactly. And how do you reconcile, I mean, set her health issues aside. Okay, that's a whole nother bucket that we can get into. But that aside, how do you reconcile all the FBI probes, hidden information? I mean, this is a woman who is shrouded in mystery and secrecy. I mean, she is following the lead of one Barack Obama, isn't she?
Look, she will finish off Obama's agenda. The thing you will say about Hillary, she's got a much greater work ethic than Obama ever had. She will finish this country off. You know, her first thing she will do, and she has promised to do this within 100 days, is legalize all of the illegal immigrants in America. And that's between 12 and 40 million people. They will vote 75 to 80% Democrat. That will give the Democrats between 8 and 30 million new votes. And considering that Mitt Romney lost the last election by about 2.5 million votes, you can see that there will never be another Republican president from that point on.
Yeah, we become a one-party
nation. State.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We become a one-party nation. And if you think that she is arrogant now, if you think she's vindictive and nasty now, what do you think she'll be like with no opposition, with nobody to hold her account? The media is not going to do it. the Republicans won't be able to do it, she'll become an empress, effectively, an empress with all the power in the world and a very vindictive and nasty agenda to go with it.
Well, and we know she's not all that warm and fuzzy when you hear the reports coming from Secret Service detail, people who have been on the inside with Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's not, you know, she's not a real fun person to be around. You know, based on the stories you're hearing about her.
Oh, the abuse she heaps out. She hates men. She hates men in uniform. She hates the military. She hates the Secret Service. She's totally abusive to them. That's where you know someone's character, how they behave to people under their, you know, who they can boss around. Do they treat them kindly and humanely, or do they treat them like dirt? And that's what Hillary does. And that's what she will do to this country. Yeah. But it isn't just Hillary. Now, you talk about Hillary's health. Okay, if Hillary becomes incapacitated, Tim Kaine is a Marxist. He owes his job to the Muslim Brotherhood in Virginia. He's worked extensively with them. He pushes their agenda. So it doesn't really matter which one of them is president. The same machine will roll along.
Well, if something, I mean, an interesting, you know, kind of potential scenario could be, you know, an Edith Wilson kind of thing, where if Hillary, you know, something happens to her that would render her ineffective, could she be hidden away in such a way that you'd end up having maybe Bill Clinton stepping in to take control, or Uma Abedin?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what happened under FDR when he was getting sick. You know, he was really kept out of the public view. You know, the point I'm making is that, you know, Bill Clinton couldn't pass the security test. Tim Kaine couldn't. Hillary Clinton couldn't. Joe Biden couldn't. Barack Obama couldn't. The entire leadership of the Democratic Party is compromised by Marxist and Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers. All of them at the top levels. I'm not saying the grassroots Democrats are that way. Most of them are patriotic Americans. But if you look at the top levels of the Democratic Party, they're completely compromised. Every single one of them. So it doesn't matter which one of them is the president, they will pursue the same agenda.
Exactly.
Anti-American agenda.
And they're all, and they're controlling the party right now. This is why you hear rumblings within the Democratic Party saying, what happened? It's not so much that I left the party as much as the party has been leaving us. It is a small group of elites that is controlling that party, and you got to go along to get along, or otherwise you're not invited
to
the reindeer games here.
Well, that's right. You know, Joe Lieberman, the senator from Connecticut, was probably the last independent Democrat. And they crucified him. They basically kicked him out of the party. He was far too pro-Israel. He wouldn't toe the line. And then look what they did to Bernie Sanders. Now, Sanders is a communist. He is an absolute hardcore communist. He's no democratic socialist.
Right.
But the point is, he was standing against Hillary. And they did every dirty trick in the book to stop him getting the nomination. If they will do that to one of their own, what are they going to do to us?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And that's something to ponder on right now. Trevor, that wraps it up for us. I do want to remind everybody, the movie Enemies Within, now available on DVD. Trevor Loudon on Bill Martinez Live.
EnemiesWithinMovie.com. EnemiesWithinMovie.com. That's where you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Trevor.
Maybe she should retire.
Okay, appreciate it, Bill. Love.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable